Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. On the guitar, singing songs, telling stories of ordinary American people who are doing extraordinary things every day is Larry Long. My name's Tom Thibodeau. And for the last 40 years, through our friendship, we've been serving the common good for a greater good, calling it a conspiracy of goodness and asking other people to join us. Today, we want to focus on love. Service is love made visible, and all of our lives are predicated on the service and love of other people. Let's celebrate them.
You will always be my friend. I am yours until the end. If I could, I would start again. My love for you. Dreads of color, face aglow, you will always have a home here with me wherever I roam. My love for you.
When I get an opportunity to work with groups of people, I always ask people two questions. What kind of person are you in really good days? What kind of person are you in the days where you're not so hot? In our really good days, we're kind, we're generous, we're loving, we're forgiving, we're patient. The word for that is called magnanimous. You've had those days. The day is so good, you're thinking to yourself, I should be taking notes on me. There's other days in which you're not so hot, times in which we withdraw, we're selfish, we whine, we complain, we want to withdraw from people, we want to hide ourselves behind a computer screen, lock ourselves in an office someplace. And what happens at that point, our world shrinks and our lives become what's called pusillanimous, puny-souled. And I was working with a high school football team in a rural area, and there's a 15-year-old boy there. Coach is telling me his parents are going through a difficult divorce. And I looked at him, I said, what'd you learn just here by talking to your teammates? And he looked at all of us and he said, you know, I'm your teammate. And whether you're having a really a good day or not so hot, it's my responsibility to love you. Whether you're having a good day or not so hot, it's my responsibility to love you. Service is love made visible.
To be born to be set free, to be all that you can be. Through this life, for the world to see my love for you.
The regret I probably have in my adult life at the age I'm in right now is, boy, I spent a lot of time trying to build a career, trying to do good work, and sometimes felt like I neglected my wife and children, being gone speaking and teaching on Friday or Saturday nights. But every once in a while you get a clue that maybe something came through. And you're reminded of how important it is, the love of a person for a spouse, a love, how important it is to be someone's dad. 10 years ago, my daughter was graduating from university and she decided to run in the first marathon here in La Crosse. She trained for it. Her older sister had run a marathon and I think she's trying to prove to us that she could do it too. She was coming home to run this final marathon. My daughter had spent some time in Europe going to school and we had a bit of a distance between us and wanted to rebuild that gap. And I'm all excited about coming and watching her run her marathon, cheering her on, helping her become successful. But just before the marathon, 2 weeks previously, my father-in-law had a serious heart attack and was in the hospital in Madison, recuperating. His daughter from Denver came, who's a nurse, and took care of him. And then she had to go back, but he wanted to see his daughter and his granddaughters, and so they were coming for lunch right in the middle of my youngest daughter's marathon. We went, we watched her run. I knew I couldn't stay for the whole race, but I wanted to be there to support her. But again, I'd be walking away, possibly when she needed me the most. And after the 3-mile mark, I'm cheering, way to go, way to go. And she pumps her fist and she's strong. Go to the 6-mile mark. That away, honey, you're doing it, you're doing it. Be strong, be proud. Still strong. Get to the 9-mile mark. You're doing it, honey, well done. Keep going, keep going. Kind of gives a wave. At 12 miles, okay, honey, okay. And she just kind of nods with her head. And at 15 miles, the last place we're able to see her in the race because we have to go and meet Grandpa. Come on, honey, come on. And she's looking at me and she's waving her arms. And she's disgusted and she's in pain. And I'm having to walk away. We get in the car to go and meet my father-in-law, and all I can think about is my daughter. We wait, and she finally comes home, and she walks to the front door, and she's got the medallion for finishing and the T-shirt that you get when you run a marathon. What had happened at mile 17, when you're just about ready to hit the wall, my daughter and her boyfriend were watching her younger sister, and she ran over and said, I gotta quit, it's too painful. And my oldest daughter took off her sweatshirt, threw it to her boyfriend with her car keys and said, meet us at the finish. And she looked at her sister and said, you're not quitting. You've come too far. I'm not gonna let you quit. We're running this race together. And for the next 9 miles, stride for stride, step for step, one sister speaking into words of love into her younger sister, you can do it. This is yours. She finished the race, got the medallion and a T-shirt. And for the rest of her life, she realizes she does not run alone. That's love.
I will never turn away from your love on my dying day. These words you will hear me say, my love for you. With each note that takes flight through this world of candlelight, peace on earth for the world tonight, my love for you. My love for you. My love for you.
Isn't it interesting in your music and storytelling that you capture the power of love, but it's not a sentimental or romantic love? You capture in terms of the suffering of people, but it's never intolerable or destructive. What you capture together is suffering and love, which always gives us strength, a second chance. And isn't it true that we are reliant upon the love and the service of other people each and every day? Isn't that what this nation has learned in the last 3 months of all those people who love us by going to work and feeding us, caring for us? March 24th of this year, I'm driving my wife to the polls to vote absentee ballot. I'm never home at 11:30 on a Tuesday, but because of stay-at-home orders, we were home and going to vote. And we get to the parking lot and she starts to speak gibberish. I ask her my name and she can't pronounce it. I ask her to raise her right hand. She can't. Turn the truck around and head over to the hospital. Get to the hospital, go to the emergency room. There's barricades. I swerve around the barricades, pull up to the door. People rush out. I said, my wife's having a stroke. There's a nurse. There's somebody quickly with a wheelchair. Take her out. Take her in. I park the truck. I come in. I register my wife. They give me a mask and say, please go and sit down. I can't be with her. I'm sitting there wondering, thinking, fearful. They say, please come in. I have to go into the room. And I was there watching all these people care for my wife, tubes and buzzers going off, all the machines. And they roll in a screen. And I find myself talking to a neurologist who is reading her test results on his computer at his home office, telling everybody in the room as to what they need to do next. And I needed to be there because he had to explain to me the surgeries, the risks, and the rewards of what was going to take place. And I had to sign it. And he said, "Do you have any questions?" And here was a man I'd never met, but I knew he was telling me the truth. I knew he cared about my wife. And I'm frightened, and I'm alone, and everyone was masked. And I'm there holding onto the rail of her bed, and I feel a hand on my shoulder just gave me one squeeze. And I turn around, and I meet the eyes of a man wearing a mask. His name tag is Bruce. Service is love made visible. I took my wife's hand and put my other hand on her head and began to pray for her, asking the Spirit of God to come upon her and to heal her and to be with all those who would care for her, surgeon, her nurses, her respiratory therapists. And as tears were rolling down her face, I was holding on her hand there while willing to move her on. And I said, "Please, dear God, protect Priscilla." And the orderly looked up across his mask and said, "Amen. Amen." She went off to surgery. I sat by myself for 3 hours. Surgeon finally came out and said, "This is what had taken place." I couldn't go and be with her that night. For the next 20 hours, my wife was in the hospital being taken care of nurses, almost all of whom I had the privilege of teaching at Viterbo University. My students loved and cared for my wife. Service is love made visible. Providence? Coincidence? It's all miraculous.
When I was young, I didn't have a way to let my feelings show. Even though my mom and dad, yes, they did their best to build us up a home. I would hide out in my room. I'd listen to their music play. Just to howling at the moon, yes, I would. Just to feel my body sway. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel bad. Don't you make them feel bad. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel sad. Don't make them feel sad. Then I traveled around the world, yes I did. Just sitting on the couch. When I found myself that girl with long black curls who showed me what life's about. And sure enough I surmised had some growing up to do. And when I looked into your eyes, it's no lie, I knew that I was gonna marry you. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel bad. Don't you make them feel bad. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel sad. Don't make them feel sad. People talk about Judgment Day. yes they do. But for me, I'm in no rush. I'd rather listen to their music play. True love takes work, it's not just luck. I recall that first kiss, yes I do. And may that feeling not go away. Not because I simply wish to reminisce, but to say true love, it's here to stay. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make him feel bad. Don't you make him feel bad. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make him feel sad. To make him feel sad. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make him feel bad. Don't make him feel bad. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make him feel sad.
Thank you, friends, for joining Larry Long and I for A Conspiracy of Goodness, Services Love Made Visible. Good work, hard work, noble work, our work to do together.
And special thanks to my good friend Tom Thibodeau, because we are here for you to help make you feel glad, because that's how we want to be feeling ourselves. And the only way that we can do that is to be in the fellowship with others. So we thank you for being in fellowship with us and us with you. And thank you for all that you do.
Until we see each other the next time, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.